Yo, John Fitch here, live and recording. Monday in November, beautiful day, getting chilly. It's all right though, this means you get a layer, get your fashion up on point, get your look going, all right? Layer some nice clothes together, some sweater weather. Play you guys in. Classing it up this morning. Guys, John Fitch Knows Nothing back at you. Number 21. We had a special show yesterday, special guest, Bobby Dino. Check that out if you haven't. Podbean, if you want the audio. I did the thing for iTunes. Hopefully that'll be accepted and everything will be on there soon. Got to do a Google thing too, Google Play, I guess. I'll get it. Been putting in a lot of work on my, the next book, the sequel to Failing Upward Death by Ego, book one. I'm working on book two now. I'm mostly transcribing, which is taking a while. It takes a while. I have an app on my phone that allows me to dictate. It's called Mic Writer, M-I-C Writer. Works really well. I'm pleased. I tried to find something for the computer, but I didn't find any free software. I was like, the phone thingy works good enough. I'll stick with that for a while. But yeah, we had some fights this weekend. What did you guys think of the fights? Did you watch them? Kind of uneventful. I watched them. I don't really remember anything that happened. excuse me. First we had, let's do the UFC first, huh? I'll share that with you guys. My screen, here you go. So UFC, the Holland and Arroyo fight didn't happen. I'm not sure why it didn't happen. Excuse me. Was that a drug issue? Maybe. Then we had middleweight, Mark Perez, lost to Wellington Turman. Wellington. I don't know if I've met a Wellington. Do you call him Well for short? Wellington. He should wear a top hat everywhere with the name like Wellington. Middleweight. Then we had Arroyo. He found somebody else for him. Muniz. And Muniz won that fight. Won a decision. So the switch up, the mix up did not go in Arroyo's favor there. Then Charles Oliveira did wonderful against Jared Gordon. He got another finish. Pretty impressive. I think he's at like 15. He's number two, I think, in all time finishes with the UFC. That's pretty great. But, crack my jaw. He doesn't get that much press. He's one of those guys, yeah, I mean, it's shitty promoters, man. They don't promote anymore. They make you promote yourself. And then every once in a while, they'll pick a guy and they'll push him. It's very frustrating. It's hard to watch the sport. It's hard to get into the sport when that's the shit that happens. When you have really tough guys like Oliveira, not even in the conversation, in the top guys. Maybe there's good reason for that. I don't know. Maybe you guys can fill me in on that because I do know nothing. Then light heavyweight, the Shogun, which is, impressive that this guy is still doing what he's doing, because I was watching him before I was anything, before I had fought in a big show at all. before I'd done much. He was beating guys up in Pride. You know, young guy, he's gassed up, so is everybody else. But I don't know. I thought Rua won that fight. Controlled more, was on the hunt more. I mean, unless something's changed and I'm completely off my rocker, there's still four scoring criteria: striking, grappling, ring control or ring generalship, and aggression. Those four. So if you're moving forward, you're winning some of the exchanges, you're taking the guy down, and you're controlling the ring, it seems like you're winning. But like, people always throw in this damage thing. Oh, well, he hurt him and damaged him, he backed him up. Like, that's an arbitrary judgment, for one, and then from my knowledge, it's not part of the scoring criteria. But again, I know nothing, so I don't know what's up with that. Then Blachowicz. Is that how you say that name too? Blachowicz. Jan Blachowicz. I was not expecting, an Eastern European white dude with that name, Blachowicz. fought Jacques Ray. He's also been doing it for a long time, fighting a long time. It's a good fight, but yeah, Blachowicz won. No, it wasn't a good fight. It was really slow. They were both giving each other a lot of respect. And then Blachowicz, like, it looked like he broke his foot. I didn't hear any news back about his foot, but it was kind of swollen. And that can suck, man. If you can't plant or you don't feel safe on your foot, that gets into your head, and you're not going to pull the trigger. Some guys will realize, oh, shit, I'm hurt. I gotta throw down. I gotta make it happen. Otherwise, I could lose on some bullshit because my foot hurts. But yeah, he got the win. That's what's really important when you're fighting for the second half of your paycheck. Yeah, you get the win. All right, then we have the bare knuckle extravaganza. That happened. I only caught a couple of the fights. Where is it at? Okay, let's just go through the lineup with some of these. So these have like these custom rule bout. Is that custom rules to be bare knuckled because it's a boxing event and it's supposed to be regulated by like boxing, or does each fight have a separate? Does each fight have a separate set of rules? That was confusing to me. Why does it say custom rule bout? Okay, well, Dillard Pegg won over Adam Pellerano, who doesn't even have a picture. Come on, promoter. You can't snap a shot. And then you have to look at like the online presence of some of these companies, man. Like, you know who's running the show and doing really well. He's like UFC. So like, look what they're doing and how, if you type in UFC into Google, like the first thing that pops up is the results from their latest show. And the next is probably their next show. Like, everybody else needs to get on that. You need to make sure your search engine results shit's on point, guys. I had to like search around to find the complete card. Then we had Wes Combs beat Adrian Miles, and that was a disqualification illegal ground strike. Oh, was it down in the knee or something? I didn't see that. Caleb Harris defeated Jeff Chiffins, referee stoppage. They also, Chiffins does not have a picture up. Chris Sorrow versus John McAllister. Chris won that fight, TKO, KO. Kenny Licia versus Harris Stephenson. Kenny got the win with a KO. Helen versus Kahuana Ali Stevenson. I don't know if I probably butchered that. Helen defeated her to KO. Man, I was like, I'm going to pull my misogynist talk, but like, man, it's hard enough to watch girls fight for me. Like, bare knuckle is like, man, I don't know. There's something primal in me that's like, it just feels wrong. I just don't like this. You know, we spent so much of our evolution protecting and keeping women safe, you know, and then they're sitting there beating the shit out of each other. It's like lizard brain is like, what the fuck? Johnny Bedford fighting Charles Bennett. I did see Charles Bennett's walkout. Spectacular as usual. If you guys don't know, Mr. Bennett, Crazy Horse, look up Crazy Horse with a K. His antics and pride. Dude is a gem. He's a gem. He's just fun to watch, period. Fun interviews, just interesting character to have around. He lost to a hand injury, which I'm surprised there's not more of these in bare knuckle fights. And then we had Joey Beltran beat Chase Sherman, who won a decision. Joey Beltran's a tough dude. Excuse me. And then, of course, the main event, which everybody was tuning in to watch, the GOAT, Artem Lobov, rematching Jason Knight. They fought before. Jason lost before. I think he lost the decision. But this time he pieced up Artem really well. He was very technical. He didn't brawl as much. And he was very, very good with what he did. His game planning and everything looked for the fight. Looked pretty well prepared. And then he gave a nice little speech and prayer to God afterwards. It's fun to see. I love those contrasts, violence and religion. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to beat the ever-living shit out of this guy. All glory to you. Fun stuff. And then we had, there were some other fights too. So I want to show this because it's just kind of wild to see these types of KOs every once in a while. I don't know if you guys saw it, but this is Ross Pearson having some bad luck. We'll turn this up here.
Wow, take a look at this replay. It was like a front roll heel kick.
Let's do that again. Don't back away from the fight, guys. Boom. Close the distance. Move forward. Move forward. Oh.
Wow. Let's take a look at this replay.
Bango. That was pretty gnarly. Hope Ross is doing all right. But yeah, man. Did you guys watch the fights? Did you guys impress? What did you think of them? Any good, or you guys kind of let down? Or did you even know that there were fights on this weekend? Let's see, Enigmatic Elvin's in the house. By Explain says, this is the most confusing thing I've ever seen. I love it. Okay. Duty Thief. What? All right, it says, feeling on the Kaepernick workout debacle. Man, he gamed everybody. He pretended to be an activist and talk shit about whatever. He got paid a bunch of money, and now he's going to go back and use his activism to blackmail people into hiring him. And then he's probably going to file another lawsuit for them being racist again. It's just silly. You can check out my Twitter feed. I retweet. I follow some of Black Twitter. And these guys just tear into them. They make fun of them pretty bad. I'll let them handle that. I'll let them do the major insults on that one. I don't know. I think there's a lot of silliness around it all. A lot of virtue signaling, and then people getting paid for their virtue signals. By Explain says, we need more quality cards instead of trying to throw as much out there as possible. It's all about McDonald's, man. UFC is McDonald's now. They don't care about quality. They don't care about high-level fighters. They just want Big Macs. They're shovel Big Macs down your throat. And the pro wrestling fan base that they develop is going to pay for it. They're going to squeeze out all the real fans who like real sports and real fights. And they're going to replace them, and they have been replacing them for the last 10 years, with pro wrestling fans. You're going to see pro wrestlers and MMA fighters jumping back and forth more and more often. WME is going to probably try to manage all the fighters and the WWE guys. So it'll be all in-house. They'll control everything, pull all the strings. It'll be as legal as fuck because you can't do that to an actual sport. But they play that line. They tell the people they need to that it's a sport so they can do certain things. And they tell other people that it's not a sport and it's just entertainment so they can get away with shit on the other side. It's going to come to an end eventually. Either more fighters are going to wake up or the legal system is going to do its job. Jason Berman said, enjoyed the Bobby broadcast over the weekend, John. Awesome. I'm glad you did. It was fun. It was a fun talk. I know Bobby Dino mostly just from internet. That was the first time we met. And just great stories. Had some really good experience. Good lessons for guys who, you know, think they got to prove something when they're young. You know, you get into an altercation. Somebody says something. You get into a fight. You know, somebody got hurt that was not even, it was a bystander. It wasn't involved in the melee or whatever that he was involved in. A bystander got hurt, and because that bystander got hurt, he went to prison, right? And then he goes into prison, and they find paraphernalia. They find, like, a used bag of weed, right? It wasn't even a bag of weed. It was, like, just the leftovers, and it was enough for them to get him for something else, and he did more time. Like, that's a business. They're trying to make more money for their business. It's like making a sale for a salesman. It's like, oh, we got him. He had something on him. Let's put him away for longer. Ha, ha, ha. We're making money. That's what it comes down to. But, like, he's talked had a lot of talks about fighting in you know, riots. Like, big groups of people fighting other groups of people. And people testing you every few months just to make sure you're not soft yet. Like, that was some crazy stories. Yeah, watch that. Watch or listen to that if you guys haven't yet. It was fun. And then we sat down and shot another podcast that he'll be putting up on his YouTube channel. You guys can check that out sometime. Water Polo says, why is it a debacle? Kaepernick got to record his workout. He said what he wanted to say, and he was in the media for a few moments. His whole deal is a big debacle. It's just he wasn't very good of a quarterback, and then he used, like, race war bullshit to make money. He got paid off a bunch of money. The league and Nike paid him a shitload. He made millions by virtue signaling about what? I mean, there's so many things that he could do that would be way more positive to the black community than just bitching and moaning about police violence. I don't know. I just think the way that he went about things and did things was just silly. It was virtue signaling. I don't think he really means anything by it. I think it was just a play to grift and make money. And I'm regurgitating stuff I read from the black Twitter that I follow. By Explain says he lost against all his top 10 opponents. Oliveira. Ah, I gotcha. That's a good reason why. If he's not beating the guys he needs to beat. That makes some sense. But you think, yeah, I don't know, man. He's got a lot of, they don't promote him like they do, like, Cerrone. Is he not as exciting? Not as good on camera, not speak English. Like, I'm wondering what the business side is, why they don't push him a little bit more. Sedant says, hey, John, how well do you think you would do against Kamaru Usman or Colby Covington in a hypothetical situation? I think I would beat them. I think I would beat them. I think I I have better gas. I think I have better striking. I think I have better wrestling. I think I have better jiu-jitsu. Even though I'm an old man, and no one should lose to an old grandpa like me, I think I would beat them. Jason Burmes says, you see the Ross KO? Yeah, I just played it. That's an old comment, I think. Enigmatic Elephant says, the Kaepernick workout itself wasn't a debacle. It's the media clown's reaction to it. Yeah. I think, well, yeah, I don't know. It's just, what the hell? I don't know. There's just so much shady, weird stuff going on there. Like, this guy's making all this crazy money on the side. And what has he done? He's done less for black people than Kim Kardashian has. That's facts. Kim Kardashian has done way more for black people in the last 4 years than Kaepernick has ever done and ever probably will do. He's profited a lot off of his fake stances. Sedant says, you have similar control styles. That's why I asked. Yep, I'm just better at it. Sedant says, it was very apprehensive fight. I have seen striking only MMA fights that are boring and grappling heavy MMA fights that are boring. And I always thought apprehension was a big part of it. What do you mean by apprehension or apprehensive? I don't know if my vocabulary is big enough for that. Sedant says, the John and Jack Ray fight, that is. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like I see a lot more. I see just as many boring stand-up fights as I see ground fights. Maybe more, since so many more people are willing to stand now. Like a sloppy back-and-forth stand-up fight where people aren't really throwing that much or landing anything good or significant is boring. And there's a lot of them. Sean says, top of the morning, John and shiny happy people. Ooh, shiny happy people holding hands. Ooh, I mean, that's something I should try to learn. It could be fun to sing. Sean says, volume is low again. This YouTube messing with creators or what? Is it? Like, it shouldn't be. I have my stuff turned on and up. It should be pretty good. I'll lift this up. I've been playing around with the microphone position. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just not close enough. But, yeah, I'm hitting my marks. I'm hitting the yellow thing. Should be good. But, yeah, we'll try that. See if you like that better. Enigmatic Elephant says, isn't low for me. Yeah, I have my friend keeps telling me that it's low in her car too. So I don't know what it is. Some people, maybe it's the technology. Maybe if you're not using Apple stuff, they're like limiting the quality of the sound. Or you think they're that freaking you think they're that shady that they would do that? If you're not using all Apple equipment, if you don't have like an Apple phone, if you don't have Apple car stereo. Holy balls. Yeah, Boxer One says, was the KKK Grand Dragon you had on you? No, that was not. His wife is Armenian. Non-white children. Yeah, Boxer One says, and never be a standing target. All of those crazy KOs usually happen when they're too still. Yep, movement, movement, movement. Close the distance. That's what I say. Most of the time, close the distance, get in. If you meet the punch, the kick, or whatever on the way in, it takes away its power. If you're running away from it, you're meeting it all the way at its most powerful point. Get in there. The boy says, Paul Craig stand-up is better, but he pretty much let an old beat-up warrior stay in the fight. Yeah, that could have been like a mental thing. You know, he had so much respect for him that he didn't pull the trigger. It can happen. Excuse me. You know, and somebody that he really respected and looked up to and watched fight for a long time. And he's like, oh, I'm fighting this guy? Holy shit. And Boxer One says, what's the big deal with Kaepernick? He's just an athlete, right? No, he's more, I would say he's more of an activist. Activist. He doesn't actually do anything or get anything accomplished. He just makes noise and people hate him, praise him, and then he can make a bunch of money. Like, who'd he help? Who'd he help? Who's better today because Kaepernick did something? I'd say less people than what's her name with the big butt? Kanye's boo, right? She's got people out of prison. The boy says, John, long story short, the whole Kaepernick protest kneeling is all about a girl. His girl, Nessa, orchestrated all of this. He stole his girl from a Niner teammate, Alden Smith, and split the locker room. Oh, man. So many problems start from that angle. It was a girl. Says that's the real beginning of the protest kneeling BS. The team was mad at him, so he felt like, he wanted to make a big deal about it. That's an interesting take on it. I haven't heard anything about that. I don't care enough about football to pay attention, I guess. And Boxer One says, getting tested in prison every 3 to 6 months, not knowing when it's going to happen, must put you in a constant state of anxiety. You couldn't even imagine. Yeah, he did 10 years, bro. He did 10 years. Just know that you're gonna fight for your life every 3 to 6 months for 10 years. No wonder these guys lift weights and get jacked. Get freaking. He's a big dude, man. He's like 6'3", 6'4", maybe. Nah, 6'3", I would think. He's a few inches taller than me, and he's big. He said he's up to like 280, 300 pounds or some shit. Big dude. The boy says Kaepernick got in a fight with his Alden Smith over this girl. Got his car damaged by Alden, and then his contract was too big for his poor performance. 1-10 record. And then to save his career, he went all social justice warrior. Wow. Interesting take. Sedant says the 170-pound division isn't what it used to be in the golden days. A lot of these divisions aren't what they were in the golden days, just because they don't care about making a nice steak. They only care about the Big Mac. Just crank out as many fighters and fights as you can. Turn them out. Turn out that trick as much as you can. You don't care the quality of your hoes. You just need a lot of hoes that you can put out there and work. Get out there, ho. Make Dana money. Make Dana more money. Make him rich. He needs another boat. He needs more yachts, more cars. He needs more hookers for himself. Sedan says, you, Condit, Nick, Dan Hardy, Matt Hughes, GSP. There was a lot. Jake Shields, Koscheck, Swick. Man, so many guys. Ed Boxer One said, Rodney King has done more for black people than Kaepernick. I bet you he has. If we searched him up, he probably, because he got a big settlement, didn't he, from his case? Or I'm sure he got some money, and then he probably turned around and helped people out. Sedan says, those were the days. That was a lot of fun back then. Jason Burmes says, watch the Kardashian and Kanye train, John. Kanye is provably unstable. Just said in front of Osteen's megachurch he was the greatest artist God ever created, and they both have political ambitions. I mean, yeah, he seems ambitious and he wants to do shit, but Maybe he is the greatest artist God ever created. We'll see. I mean, time will tell. Will his music hold up for longer than Mozart or Beethoven? We'll see. It's pretty good. I like Kanye. College Dropout. It's pretty good. And yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see. Let's see what Kanye does. Let's see what Kanye's platforms are. Let's put him on a debate stage and see what he says. I'd be interested. I'd want to watch that. Why not? I think that's fun. And Kim, like, yeah, I don't really care anything about her, but I will say that she has done more for Black people than most other people out there talking shit about what needs to happen to help Black people out. You're mad at me, but like, evidence, numbers don't lie. She's gotten people out of prison. She started the ball on prison reform. That's kind of a big deal. What else has been done? I see a lot of people talking and raising awareness, but like, I haven't seen anything actually get done. I mean, of course, I know nothing, so maybe I'm missing a lot of this. But yeah, I mean, good for them. Jason Burma said, good side topic for tonight's mixed martial mindset. Yep, tonight at 3, West Coast, 6, East Coast. Sedant says, Condit fought a boring fight against Nick, and that was mostly stand-up. He ran away the entire time. I find that I've had a different take on that fight. I thought he did great. I thought it was awesome. Because he would lure him in, go ole, and then tag him up. I thought it was beautiful. I thought he did an amazing job. I was really entertained by that fight. I could not believe that Nick just kept walking into it. He would miss, get hit. Do it again. I was like, this guy isn't changing anything about his game plan, strategy, whatever. Like, Condit was disciplined and stayed on it. It worked. It was working. I thought he handedly won that fight. I thought it was exciting. I enjoyed it. Hey, Boxer One says to Jason, can me and Enigmatic be on your show? excuse me. Joshua Garcia sounds great. What sounds great? Sean says, probably trying to get to upgrade listening via older iPad. Yeah. Trying to get you to spend some more coin. You need our newer shit. Like my old iPad is kind of bullshit. Like my old iPad still works. It's more than 10 years old. It was a gift from the UFC back like 2009, 2010 or some shit. And it still works. But like I can't put any new apps on it. It's such bullshit. Fuck these guys, little snakes. But then they want to bitch and complain, and or they want a virtue signal about the environment. Shouldn't that 10-year-old iPad be adaptable to everything else that you're putting out? Shouldn't I be able to still download things and still do shit or upgrade it? That way I don't have to throw it away. Like, oh yeah, we care about the environment. Buy a new iPhone now. The other one's not going to work as good. Fuck you, assholes. Don't believe the lies, people. They're coming for you. Jason Burma says, if you don't have a mixer, John, just spend 20, 40 bucks on a USB condenser mic. I can DM you a link. Okay. Well, I have a Focusrite mixer, I believe. I don't know what it is. It's that one. It's I got a thing, a Focusrite. It's nice. I can hook up 4 mics to it. But I have like an old mic. Water Polo says, John, can you last through 1 hour of Rogan stand-up? 1 hour of Sandin's stand-up. I mean, I watch them. They're kind of funny. I don't rewatch them. Right? I mean, Joe's funny, yeah. But, like, he's not, I don't, you know, I mean, like, Chappelle, I'll watch Chappelle's comedy, like, 5-10 times before I get tired of it. But it's still good. I mean, I don't know. It's different levels. At Boxer One says, the water polo, Mama said alligators are horny because they have all them teeth and no toothbrush. Water Polo says, I have a better question. Can you sit through 1 hour of at Boxer One stand up? Ha ha. I mean, I don't know, man. This is almost the at Boxer One stand up hour here. This thing's always slow. At Boxer One says to water polo, Gatorade. Gatorade is better. Water polo says, John, what is up with Faraz Zahibi, man? He really doesn't like you. He is blasting you like he's trying to get a fight with you. Haha. He doesn't understand why I'm so much better than him and all of his guys. He can't explain why I'm amazing at 41, almost 42. Right? Maybe he's trying to draw me into a rematch. I have no interest. I beat that guy up bad. If he doesn't have a belt, I don't care. Unless they want to pay me a lot more money. But yeah, give me Lima. Give me Lima or give me retirement. that's my call right now. Jason Burmes says planned obsolescence, and Apple is the most blatant modern example of it. Yeah, man. Fuck those guys, right? Like they try to be all like, you know, oh, we care about people and the environment and all this shit. Their iPhones are made in fucking slave wage camps in China. China's a problem on its own. Just doing business with China is kind of like at least a yellow flag, if not a red flag, on doing business with somebody. And then you have the cobalt and stuff that goes into the batteries dug by child slaves in the Congo. These guys are dirty scoundrels, and they want to preach to you like they care about people. They're activist corporations. it's insane. But people buy it. People, then they go and protest, and they dress in their Antifa shit, and they drink their Starbucks coffee where they're with their iPhone in between classes at Berkeley. Oh, the world is ridiculous. The boy says Bellator will make a intercontinental title USA versus Canada for you to fight Rory, LOL. Oh, this isn't UFC, but that would be funny. That would be funny. Yeah, I need to fight Lima so we can have a real tournament finale. Right? He should pay me $1 million after I beat him. Water Polo says, if you wanted to retire now or go to a different organization, could you? Or is Bellator as bad as UFC when it comes to leaving? No. So, like, yeah, if there's a monopoly, and in the industry, there's a monopoly, in order for any other business to do business within that monopoly, they have to follow the same business practices as the monopoly. If they try to do a better, more fair job, they'll just go out of business. Right. So if the Bellator let people be free agents and let them free from their contract, those top guys would just get picked up by the UFC and then signed indefinitely, maybe shelved just so other people can't have them. That's something that they do. So you can't do that. They have to be just as controlling with their contracts. But for me, it really comes down to money. Right. I've explained this before, fighting for 63-63 non-title once a year isn't cutting it, right? You got 20% goes to coaches and management, 33% to taxes. So you're looking at 53% already gone before I walk out the cage door after the fight. That's kind of shitty. So if you don't win or you draw and you only get half your take, you're taking, you know, 53% away from 63, you're in the $30,000 range for a year living in San Jose, California, and training expenses alone are going to be $5,000 to $10,000 probably, right? So you're looking at, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 a year fighting after 17 years of fighting at the top fighting for titles. How does that fucking make sense? Like the time away from my children that it takes, the you know, I'm going to be tired and in a bad mood when I am around my kids. All for a whopping $25,000 to $35,000. Walk home and, you know, lose some more brain cells, break something else. I mean, if I was making $250,000 or $1 million, or, you know, I was getting a percentage of the revenue generated by using my name and putting me on the card, that would be a different story. Farah sucks. I left a comment for him on his badmouth John Fitch video, called him out for some of his BS. I don't know. I have residency in his mind, I guess. I don't even know who this guy is, honestly. Headboxer One says, can you do a breakdown of your Owen Wilson video? I think I took it down. Whoa. Owen Wilson. Whoa. Right? Yeah, that was rude. I was like, oh, wow. Gotcha. Total dick. Total dick move. That's why I'm always nice to people when they want to autograph or take pictures, because I've been that guy before. A fist bump could have sufficed, but, you know, I got him. The boy says Larkin is fighting in Risen. Lima has no options left but to fight Fitch Smash. Yes, that's what I was thinking too. I saw that Larkin got signed for Risen, and I perked up a little bit. I sent a text to Crazy Bob. He's doing what he can. We're trying to get it here, dude. And this is the thing that I was thinking about. This is why I really want it also. It's because if I fight him in 2020, which more than likely that fight will happen in 2020, that means I will have fought for a major title in three different decades. Nobody has fucking done that. Not a single motherfucker. Not a one. This guy might do it. I might have it done. That's cool, I think. So I fought 2008 against GSP for the UFC title. I fought 2014 WSOF. Then I fought 2016 WSOF. I defended 2017. Then, was it? Yeah, something like that. 2016, 2017. And then I fought Rory 2019. Boom. 2020. Another run at the belt in a big organization. I'm the man. I'm the greatest. Excuse me. The boy says Lima is game. He knows you're going to be a tougher fight than the casual C. Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows what's up. He's a fighter. He could be the guy. He could be the guy that makes me want to leave. We'll see. We'll see. Going to have to beat me to make me go away. Headboxer One says, should we still be using Apple products? I mean, you don't really have much of a choice. Like, what are you going to do? Just not have a cell phone or not have a nice cell phone? I think more is just hold them accountable. Don't let their bullshit. Like, if you see them post something on social media about just, like, fucking call them out. I think people need to talk about what they're actually doing. Tell them to shut up. We know what you're doing. Stop acting like you're nice people or you care. Like, that's my big thing. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of bullshit. Like, just be honest. Be like, yeah, we have this really nice phone we make, and to make it affordable to you, we make children do most of the work in these third world countries. Be like, oh, well, at least you're honest about it. At least I know where it's coming from. And I have the option of deciding whether or not I care, rather than being lied to and being allowed to believe a lie. It's kind of like with the oil in the Middle East. Like, the presidents were just like, yeah, we're going to go over there and blow some people up and take their oil. I'd be like, okay, well, am I going to get cheaper gas? And like, nope. And I'll be like, fuck you. Give me the gas for a dollar. And then I don't care if you blow up. The boy says 33% goes to taxes. What the fuck? Cut that in half or more. The IRS is corrupt as hell. That's just what everybody pays. Like, if you have a job and they're taking taxes out of your weekly pay or biweekly, bimonthly pay, whatever, like, they're taking out around that percentage also. I get to, you know, collect my receipts and stuff and do write-offs, but still, like, how much am I going to get write-offs for? You know, if I go too big, then the IRS wants to fucking sniff around all my shit. Hey, Boxer One says, Dirty GSP video was good too. Yeah, Dirty GSP was classic. GPS, not GPS. Water Polo says, can you fight more than once a year? Would you probably fight guys that you don't want to fight, but F it. Just rack up 4 fights in a year. As soon as you get punched, tap out, LOL. No brain cell damage. Well, I mean, they want to promote you. They want to be able to have time to promote you. And then, like, I'm in a top tier position where I would need to fight top guys. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if I wasn't in title contention. I haven't lost. I haven't lost since 2014. Jason Burmes says, nice. John, let's definitely talk you and Lima tonight for sure. Let's do that. Floodland says, how did you get over the draw against McDonald, especially since you won? Even the judges said so. One judge said. How do you shake it off? Man. So in the last couple of years, I've really come to understand the idea of becoming outcome independent, right? So this was a harder thing for me to understand in my youth, but now I'm almost 100. I have a better understanding of it. But the idea is that, you know, you set a goal, you set a mission, and you put everything into it, you know? You make it about the mission, you make it about, you know, the way to get there. So I did everything I needed to train for that fight, to prepare mentally, physically. I did it all. And then when fight time came, I put everything I had into it. So there was nothing more for me to do. So regardless of the outcome, I was happy with what I did. You know, kind of sucks. Things didn't work out the way I would have liked, but like, what are you gonna do? You cry about it? You just move on. But you know, it did open my eyes to the idea of like, oh fuck, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, because I did everything right and I still drew. And if I didn't have a special situation leading up to the fight, right? Because they guaranteed my pay because the fight was delayed. Without that, I would have been a draw and it would have been half, would have made half the money. So I started thinking, I was like, fuck, man, you can do everything right, be in a good place, and the judges still screw it up and you get half your pay. I started thinking about that and I was like, man, I don't fucking want to do that. It's stressful on my family, on my kids. Like, because I'm tired, there's not as much time for me to go around and play and do fun stuff with them. Yeah, man. It'd be a different story if I had more money and I could afford some help. Floodland says, Apple will donate 1 cent per item sold to the Foxconn suicide nets. 1 cent. You mean 0.001 cent. Yeah, so every million phones sold, it's like a dollar. Water Polo Chronicles says to Burmes, what are the odds that you can get Scott Coker on the show? Talk to him about the fight with Lima. Ooh. It could be fun. Yeah, I haven't reached out to many MMA type people. I haven't reached out to anybody in MMA at all. I've been keeping my eyes on other places. But yeah, one of these days, I guess I should have some MMA people on to talk some stuff. But that's just it. I don't really watch the MMA that much anymore. I do, but yeah, I do more now. But it's just it feels so much like pro wrestling to me now. It's just really hard to get into. Floodland says, thanks for the answer, John. Good infos. Word. Jonathan says, hey, John, it's been 8 years since the BJ Penn draw, and I still can't get over it. Any advice? Oh, you should write to the commission or something. Write to the UFC. Start a campaign to overturn it. Overturn it as a victory for me. Get that blemish taken off my record. I should get credit for every loss he's had since. I should get that as a win in my column, because I took the fight out of him forever. Enigmatic Elephant says, fight me in water polo match. Enigmatic Elephant says, biggest draw of the year. Nobody wants to watch the shark bait drowned. Jason Burma says, I'd love to have anyone John could help get on. We'll try to work that out at some point. I think it's quite possible that we could get somebody on, do some fun stuff. Make sure you guys check out my Patreon. I'm going to share this with you guys. Right. Oh, this is my personal Patreon. I've got a lot of content up here, technique stuff for you, along with some of my writing. I don't write as much as I need to. I'm trying to write more. Society hates weak men. Oh, know that that's a fact, guys. And then I've got a bunch of technique and stuff on here. Check it out when you get a chance. You'll learn something. Learn how to fight. All right, guys. Water polo says, haha, I love it when non-swimmers want to fight in the pool. I'll take you and Fitch together in the pool. Enigmatic Elvin says he's going to take us into deep waters, literally. No, thank you. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I had a fun time. Good time today. What are we going to play today? I hear the train coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. The train keeps moving on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, Mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Every time I hear that whistle, I hang my head and cry. All right, guys. Peace, chicken grease. Have a wonderful Monday. Get after it. Laters.